You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Democratic primary voters on Thursday have a choice of four candidates for state attorney general after former AG Eric Schneiderman resigned in May over allegations he physically abused several women that he dated. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Zephyr Teachout, a Fordham law professor and 2014 Democratic candidate for governor, has focused her left-leaning campaign on fighting President Trump and his administration. She says the country is in the midst of a democratic and constitutional crisis, and that the New York Attorney General's post is the most important legal office in the country right now.
But I believe, and I know, and I feel it this year, that New York State is really on the verge of a major change. There are candidates running around the state who represent a desire for a more open and honest Albany.
Teachout also wants to investigate allegations of corruption in state government. In 2018, several former associates of Governor Andrew Cuomo have been convicted of bribery and bid rigging, and two former legislative leaders were convicted in retrials on corruption charges. Teachout says if she's elected, she'll immediately look at recent actions by Governor Cuomo and his office. They include the potential illegal use of state offices by Cuomo's former top aide, and whether Cuomo sacrificed public safety and prematurely opened the new Mario Cuomo Bridge for political reasons. New York City public advocate Tish James has the backing of the state Democratic Party and Cuomo, as well as several major unions. Her opponents question, though, whether James could be truly independent of the governor. She said repeatedly that she would.
I've been a fighter from day one. And the reality is that although the governor may have a strong personality, I think I've got an even stronger personality.
James also says fighting Republican policies in Washington and rooting out corruption in state government is important. She says she'd try to revamp the troubled State Ethics Commission and would ask the legislature for greater powers to pursue corruption cases. James, a former New York City Council member who got her start working for the Legal Aid Society, says she'd also like to improve consumer protections and tenants' rights. James is one of two African-American women running in the race. If either she or Licia Eve, an attorney from Buffalo, were elected, the winner would become the first Black woman to be the attorney general in New York. Eve is a vice president for Verizon. She's worked for prominent Democrats, including Joe Biden, where she helped craft the Violence Against Women Act. She also was Cuomo's chief economic development advisor for a time and was appointed by the governor as a commissioner to the Port Authority. Eve also believes she would be an independent attorney general, and she says as the daughter of prominent former Assemblyman Arthur Eve, she's appalled by the corruption in state government. She says if elected, she'd also combat the Trump administration and return to an earlier role of the attorney general's office as the sheriff of Wall Street.
The last thing that we need are corporations, whether in the financial services industry or outside of it, that are taking New Yorkers for a ride.
Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who is narrowly the frontrunner in the polls, was a senior advisor in the Clinton White House. He also worked in the administrations of former New York governors Eliot Spitzer and David Patterson. Maloney, like the other candidates, believes the next attorney general must address corruption in state government.
Public corruption is killing our state, and we need to hit it with a sledgehammer. And the attorney general can be part of the solution.
Maloney says he'd use the state's Martin Act to go after potential wrongdoing in the financial industry. He also wants to pursue legal action against the Trump administration. And he says he'd find a way to force Donald Trump to release his tax returns through the ongoing Attorney General's Office investigation of the Trump Foundation.
But I think they're coming out sooner or later. Sure as hell ought to.
Maloney is also running for re-election to his congressional seat for a fourth term. If he wins the primary Thursday, he would be the first openly gay state attorney general and statewide elected official. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.